So I was reading the readings of Mass today. One of the first thoughts in my mind was actually from my dad, that he had one of his biggest mantras to his children and people. I maybe have said it before, but almost perfect for the readings today, especially in the gospel. Dad would always tell us, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And it's kind of a joke now. In the family, we're kind of sarcastic and trying to be joking with each other. And, you know, sometimes if I'm, you know, going somewhere, he might say, well, Ben, remember, you need to have your cell phone and you have to have your license. You're going hunting and you need to have your gun. And I'll joke back. I'll say, well, Dad, it's amazing because I've been able to do this for several years and I'm still here. I can still do it. It's amazing, you know. But when we were young kids, when we were growing up, he definitely was an organized, preparing person. And especially with big events like going to the Boundary Waters or sports. I mean, just one with that, he would always remind me to prepare myself to go to Duluth or Cloquet for a track and field race. Because he said it will always be colder there than anywhere else. And I needed it. And so, that just when I was reading the gospel, especially with the parable, to be prepared. This parable is very similar to ones we've heard recently, and it continues to go forward the next few weeks. It's the last part of our liturgical calendar, that this will be the third to last weekend Mass as we enter into Advent coming. So we'll be listening to some readings, apocalyptic readings they're called, like a revelation or a reveal of something that might be hard or different. And that's kind of the language that they were writing back then, kind of images or dreams, or this is the end of time, this is the clouds in heaven, these are the places that we go to God. And today Jesus was talking about a wedding, like we heard several weeks ago. Now ladies, I don't want to make you mad here. It's totally different culture back in the day. But today it's kind of about the bride, right, at a wedding. Well, back then it was actually the bridegroom, so the guy. And they had a totally different way of marriage. So in this parable, kind of the back of it is that the bridegroom was going to the fiancé's house. That could be through a village, that could be a path, but he had to go to find his fiancé. Also, he'll bring her to his house, and people need to wait there for the party. So that's where we hear about the 10 virgins, and that 5 were wise, and 5 were foolish. It said he was away for some time. We don't know why. But then it got dark. Now back then, they didn't have electricity. They're waiting outside. He might be walking around with his fiancée, almost wife. And they had to have lamps. They had to have oil to be able to see. Not like today, even tonight, we can walk through town without a flashlight downtown. Well, it was dark back then for this wedding. And so they asked, the foolish one says, well, hey, can you help us? We don't have oil. Now when we think of that, sometimes myself, I think, well, Jesus, you always taught us to help people, to serve the poor, those that are sick, those that are homeless. But I want to remind you, as I did myself, that this is Jesus speaking. And Jesus always, always taught about serving and giving away and feed and drink to others. But we should never just cut the scripture up, like taking a steak and just chop it and dice it to nothing, to where we just think, this is what I think this is about. This is my mind. Well, no, this is Jesus said this. And he said very clear at the end, well, the wise ones came into the party. Their oil was stocked. They were prepared. Where the others were not. And he simply said, the husband in this, I don't know you. Well, how did she not know them? Well, he probably can't see them. They're in darkness. They weren't prepared. They weren't doing anything to get ready. So it might be hard for us to think and to remind ourselves, but we too should be prepared for Jesus. And think of ways that you can be prepared. Kind of stock that oil for us. And just quickly, all the different ways you can. I mean, right now you're at a mass. You're preparing. You're being prepared to pray, to come to confession, what I mentioned at the beginning of mass, to be purified and be in the light with confession and forgiveness, to learn and study and read a book that's about God or Jesus. Of course, the best is the Bible, the rosary. What are the ways you can be prepared to learn that wisdom from God? Lastly, when we walk through wisdom, when we walk through people that are wise, I know so many people in our church have wiseness, whether in church or building or whatever, and I thank you. That's what the generations, that's how it works. And young parents, learn how to be wise to your children, to bring them here. Work through our generations for us to learn and to want us to share, to prepare ourselves for our Lord.